This is Fantasy NBA GOAT, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. I am not alone as usual. I'm joined by my co-host.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ivan. And on today's podcast, on today's episode 11 of Fantasy NBA GOAT podcast, we're going to go over daily fantasy and what happened in the last night. Then we're going to break down the box scores for you. And at the last part of the podcast, we're going to help you with streaming. We're going to go over the games for the next week and the teams who are playing the most games and the best schedules. But first, let's go and see who was the player of the night, the best player. The best player from the last night was Kemba Walker from Charlotte Hornets. Kemba had 36 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, only a triple-double. Only one assist shy from a triple-double, 2 steals, and he had 6 threes. And it's Kemba's 23rd 30-plus point game of the season, and as well as his 8th double-double of the season. And also one interesting stat fact is that most triple-doubles in NBA history before turning 21 years old still at the first position in is Magic Johnson with 7 triple-doubles. But now we have here a Luka Doncic with 6 triple-doubles and a LeBron James who has 5 triple-doubles before turning 21.
Well, yeah, he passed LeBron.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So, guys, I am going to tell you the fantasy point leaders. And
From the last night.
And the first place, it goes to Kemba Walker, who had 66.7.
Fantasy points,
yes. And next one, Karl Anthony Towns, who had 66.1. Great game for Karl last night. Ben Simmons, who has 57.7. Luka Doncic, who had 57.2 fantasy points. Rudy Gobert, who had 52.8 fantasy points. And Trae Young, who had 52.7. I must say, Trae Young is really doing great, huh? People are saying Rookie of the Year is going to go to him instead of Luka. It might, actually.
Well, we will
have to wait and see.
I would vote for Luka if I had a vote.
Me too. So, for the top waiver wire ads, I'm going to tell you who are the top waiver ads. And one goes to Miles Bridges. He's owned by 26% of Yahoo leagues and daily ads of up to 10,218. Wow, that's great. Then we have Wayne Ellington, who's owned 37%. And his daily ads add up to 6,889. And Emmanuel Mudiay, who's owned by 28%. And his daily ads add up to 5,741. I dropped him, you know, Mudiay.
Yeah, I never had him in any of my leagues.
And guys, now
it's New York, and
yeah,
only guy worth of phoning is... Well, okay.
I dropped him because of an injury, and he was not consistent today. He plays good tomorrow, but...
Well, not many guys are consistent in New York because of David Fizdale. So, Mitchell Robinson and Dennis Smith Jr., those other guys.
Yeah.
And Kevin Knox has been playing good recently. Recently meaning like last, how many? Two weeks. Last two games or three games. Okay, so what about FanDuel value of the night?
Yeah, that's right. And it goes to Jaylen Brown. And the FanDuel price for him is $4,800.
That was his FanDuel price
from last night. And points from last night, 47.8. Wow, he's doing great. And the value is 10x.
Yes.
And I'm going to read his statistics. Points from last night. Points 29. Rebounds 4. Assists 4. Blocks 2. And 3.5.
So let's go and break down the box scores from the last night games. We're not going to get deep into it. We're just going to read the most interesting player, or in some cases the best player from each team, because there were many games played and we don't want to waste your time. We're going to get we want to get to what's more important, and that's streaming and to help you with your plan for the next week. So let's start with Boston Celtics versus Charlotte Hornets. Boston 117, Hornets 124. The best player for Celtics was Kyrie Irving. From the field, he shot 12 of 23. Beyond 3-point line, 4 of 11. 31 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. For the Hornets, Miles Bridges was good. Well, he was not just good, he was excellent. And Miles Bridges, he's probably one of those guys that is a free agent that is on your waiver wire. You can probably find him on your waiver wire in probably even in a, well, maybe not anymore in 16 teams leagues, but in shallower leagues still you can find him probably. So go and look for him. He's been really good recently, and he might be one guy who can help you win the league or like wherever, at whatever position you are now, semifinals, finals, playing for the third spot or whatever. So last night, field goals for Bridges, 8 of 13, 3 points, 3 of 6 points, 20, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Well, it's very good. Miami Heat versus Washington Wizards, 113 for Miami, 108 Wizards. Bam Adebayo, he is excellent recently. He is one of those guys that you should pick right now, that you should grab right now. The one of these guys that might help you in your playoffs. And he is the, if you're playing in Dynasty League, if you're playing a Keeper League, he is the guy that you should grab from the waiver wire and hold on for keep him for the next season, because no matter what happens with Hassan Whiteside, even if he stays in Miami, Bam Adebayo will get much more playing time next season. He will be much better than he was this year, and we might see the glimpses of what he might become next season. Really good at points, rebounds, even blocks, even steals. But my opinion is that he might be, well, he will probably become a starting center for Miami. I don't know when next season, but will that be beginning of the season or later on? But he will take over that starting spot from Hassan Whiteside. So keep that in mind in redraft leagues. Like, put him as a, well, I don't even think he's gonna be a sleeper. Like, everybody's so high on him right now. So just remember what we were talking about him right now, because when the next season starts, people tend to forget like this last month of the league. And so from the last night, 6 of 11 from the field goal, points 16, rebounds 11, assists 8 rebounds, that's a lot of assists, and 4 blocks, also a lot of blocks. Really, really great stat line from Bam Adebayo. Another guy that you should grab right now from your waiver wire, if you're not in some really, really shallow league, It's Thomas Brand. He has been playing great recently. Wizards, they have four games in this upcoming week. You just have to go and grab him if he is available. 14 teams leagues, 16 teams leagues. I don't know, maybe even 12. It's up to you to decide. He's gonna finish strong this season, and like Adebayo too, really great center from the field. Last night he was 8 of 11. He hit 1-3, one of 3 points, 17 rebounds, 11 and 1 assist. Next game is Philadelphia 76ers versus Atlanta Hawks, 127-129. Hawks won. The best player for 76ers was Joel Embiid. Field goal 7 of 11, threes 2 of 3, points 27, rebounds 12, assists 2. You're probably just hoping that he won't be rested a lot. For Hawks, Trae Young was great, 11 of 20 from the field, threes 4 of 9, 32 points, rebounds 6, assists 11, and 1 block. Next game is Jazz versus Bulls, 114 for the Jazz, 83 the Bulls. The best in Jazz team was Rudy Gobert from the field, 6 of 11, points 21, rebounds 14, assists 2, and 4 blocks for Rudy. For the Bulls, Larry Markkanen from the field, 6 of 20, threes 1 of 6, points 18, rebounds 10, and 1 steal. Next game, Minnesota Timberwolves versus Memphis Grizzlies. T-Wolves 112, Grizzlies 99. Karl Anthony Towns was great last night, from the field, 12 of 20, threes 4 of 7, 33 points, 23 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. Cat was great, and also I hope he won't be rested. So many players are injured over there in Minnesota, so I just hope he keeps on playing. For the Grizzlies, Mike Conley, this was back to back for Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. I think I'm not. And he was rested the last game, the previous game, and he played last night. He was good from the field, 7 of 17, for a 3, a 2 of 6, 23 points, rebounds 3, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Dallas Mavericks versus Golden State Warriors, 126, 91 for Golden State. Mavs won. Luka Doncic was the best for Mavs, 6 of 14 from the field, threes 4 of 11, 23 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, as we told you before, a triple-double for him, his 6th, right? 6th?
Yeah.
And 3 steals. Golden State, the best player for Warriors team was Kevin Durant. From the field, he was shooting 9 of 25, 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Detroit Pistons versus Portland Trail Blazers, 112, 117 for Portland. Blazers won. Blake Griffin was the best in Detroit team. From the field, he shot 10 of 18, threes, 3 of 8, points 27, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 steal. Damian Lillard was the best for the Blazers. Field goal, 9 of 16, threes, 6 of 10, points 28, rebounds 6, assists 9. Phoenix Suns versus Sacramento Kings, 103, 112. Another guy that might be interesting and that might be available in your league. It's Mikal Bridges, another Bridges. Since Kelly Oubre, he's out for the season. Josh Jackson is injured, so he's an interesting ad now. You should go and see if he's available. If he is, I would suggest you to add him. He's been okay. He's been very good, and I think he will finish strong. That he will finish your fantasy season really strong. Last night he was good. From the field, 5 of 9 threes, 1 of 3 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 and 3 steals. For the Kings, Buddy Hill was really good. From the field, he shot 9 of 20, threes, 7 of 14 points, 25 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. He really stacked all the categories. So let's take a look at the next week schedule. In majority of fantasy leagues, this is the final week, week 24. So it's really important to have as many as game as many games available for as possible for this last week and to stream. If your league allows streaming 3-4 I don't know more moves for next week, use them all. And first we're gonna go over the number of the games. So consider some of these teams. Think of the players that you can add from these teams. We'll give you which teams play on what days. So let's start with number of games. Sacramento is one of these teams that plays 4 games next week. Another team, Washington Wizards. We were talking about Thomas Bryant over there. You should consider him. Denver Nuggets, they have 4 games next week. Los Angeles Lakers, they have 4 games next week. The guy that you can consider over there is Alex Caruso. Los Angeles Clippers, 4 games. Gilgeous Alexander might be one of those guys that is probably available at your waiver wire. Oklahoma City Thunder, 4 games. Portland Trail Blazers, 4 games. Memphis Grizzlies, 4 games too. And Orlando Magic, 4 games, maybe, but depending on your league size, maybe it's a shallower league. Jonathan Isaac, I don't know. All these other teams play 3 games. Exception is New York Knicks. They're playing 2 games, and if you have a Nick, I would suggest cutting him. So if you have a Nick, you probably have Dennis Smith Jr. So he's injured. You probably sacked him if you're not playing Dynasty League. Mitchell Robinson, maybe you can hold of him, maybe just because of his blocks. Everybody else, you should probably cut. It's up to you to make your streaming plan for the next week. I cannot help you with that. I mean, I cannot tell you who to add and I cannot help you with the plan 100%, but I can tell you, I can help you with this with the end of next week. I can tell you who to add on this Sunday to come. So of course, if you have many ads for Sunday, of course you're gonna sack all the players who are not playing Sunday. That's obvious. And you're going to add the players from the teams that are playing on this Sunday. And the teams that are playing Sunday are Milwaukee Bucks, Atlanta Hawks. From the Milwaukee Bucks, I don't have any recommendation. From Atlanta, I would have told you Kevin Huerter, but he's been really bad recently. Not worth of adding. Then Dallas Mavericks, they're also playing Jalen Brunson, if he's available. He's been hyped a lot recently, so he might not be available anymore in your leagues. Go and check. Oklahoma City Thunder. Also, I don't see, I cannot help you with Thunder. Lakers, as I said, Alex Caruso. New Orleans Pelicans, I don't know. Sacramento, also I would have told you Bogdan Bogdanović, but Bogdan is not playing well recently. Bielica, maybe. I'm not sure. San Antonio Spurs, Derek White, if he's available, go and grab him. Washington Wizards, Thomas Bryant, but as we said, Thomas Bryant, add him for entire week, not just for this last game on Sunday. Denver Nuggets, Charlotte Hornets, we said Bridges. From Hornets, Golden State Warriors, Memphis, Wright, and Joakim Noah, maybe even Clippers, maybe Zubats. I would not recommend. And I would recommend if depending on your league size, of course. For Saturday, you might also consider adding Bam Adebayo, Bridges, of course, for Saturday. That's it. Next week we'll start with only 4 games. And so the teams that will play on Monday, it's Philadelphia versus Orlando. We were talking about Jonathan Isaac. Maybe Orlando has 4 games. If you can grab him, do that by any means. Oklahoma City Thunder versus Memphis. I was able to grab Jeremy Grant in one of my leagues in Dynasty League, but I don't think he's available in any leagues that you play. Phoenix Suns, Jazz. We're also talking about Suns. Bridges is the guy who you should go and grab. Brooklyn Nets versus Portland Trail Blazers. Well, Nets had a really bad schedule this week. They played only 2 weeks, so maybe Jared Allen is the guy who has been sacked prior to this week or during this week, so you can go and maybe grab him if you need that type of the player. So now let's take a look the schedule for some of these teams where I recommended some players from I recommended Bam Adebayo from Miami Heat. So if you decide to take Ben, you can use Ben on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and then you suck him on Saturday. So so he plays, so you can add someone, you add someone on Saturday who will play for you on Sunday, and that way you can you get four games. Indiana Pacers, maybe Bogdan Bogdanovic is available, maybe Domantas Sabonis is available. Also, they open next week on Wednesday, so if you want to stream, maybe you can stream someone who will play Monday or maybe Tuesday, and then you can bring Bogdanovic or Sabonis, so they play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and you add someone who will play on Sunday. Cavs, you can consider bringing a Chetty Osman, even though he has been not that great recently. I'm not gonna go that far and say that he was bad, but he cooled off, so this might be a risk. Cavs are playing Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, so also Sunday. You can use it to stream in someone else. And we also mentioned Derrick White from San Antonio Spurs. This is not like really friendly schedule for that Spurs have, but Derrick White is worth of using for the next week. Last game was really good for him. He had they're playing Tuesday, then Thursday, and they played the last game on Sunday.
That is it, guys, on today's episode and this 1 week remaining. I just want to say good luck, everyone, on your teams, and I hope everybody wins. And I know that the season is over and you're like, oh, what am I gonna do? Like, I've been playing fantasy, it's been keeping me busy. Well, I will tell you that you can play post-season fantasy, right? Where can you find it?
Yeah, it's called I think Fantasy Basketball Postseason. We are not promoting this site.
Letting you know so
Yeah,
you
so you can continue playing fantasy
can.
basketball
Yeah.
until the end of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So this is this site, just Google Fantasy Basketball Postseason, and you will see this site where you can play fantasy NBA even during playoffs. I've been playing over there before when they had these leagues where you draft players. Of course, you will see how it works, because after every round of playoffs, teams that are eliminated, you have to drop those players, and you will see how it's played. I saw that recently they had this, how is it called, a budget, right?
Yes,
Like
you pick your players according to the budget
yeah,
that you're
according
gonna
to the
get.
budget. I don't know exactly how that works. This is what we're gonna try out this next season. If you've been playing Fantasy Premier League, maybe even Fantasy American Football, you are familiar with this system. So yeah, it's okay. It's not that fun as this regular fantasy, but still, it's something to keep you busy for and during playoffs. So we will continue making our podcasts during the playoffs, during the off season. We're not gonna take a break. And yeah,
That's
let's
it,
just.
guys. And please don't forget to follow us on our social media network, that is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our username is Fantasy NBA God.
Yeah, our website. You can find our website at fantasynbagod.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled with Weebly. Email us at fantasynbagod.gmail.com. And
Thank you guys, and we are done. See ya.
We are done here. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.